Welcome to the Awesome Bros Podcast. I am your co-host, Chintal, standing next to my other co-host and my brother, Krushna.
What's going on, everybody? I hope you guys are having an amazing day.
All right, guys, this is the Awesome Bros Podcast, where we're going to talk about how to make you awesome in health, wealth, love, and happiness.
We're going to give you all those golden knowledge nuggets that keep you living the highest quality life possible.
Exactly. We're going to take all the stuff we know from books, stuff that we're learning, stuff that we learn from other people that we meet. We're going to take all that knowledge and we're going to give it to you right here so you can listen to it on your drive to work, when you're running at the gym, whatever the case is, just take some knowledge.
Just a quick reminder, we drop this podcast every single Friday at 6 a.m. Eastern time.
Stay tuned, guys. All right, with that, we're going to get right into the episode.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to the Awesome Bros Podcast. We are excited to have you on today and we are going to do something different. We're going to mix it up. Today, me and Krushna are going to debate over offense versus defense.
Sometimes it's important to step back and look at what position you're playing, right? I know these are sports terms, but just in general, you have to know when you're on offense, you have to know when you're on defense. Usually, at young ages, when you're ready to take risks, you're on offense. And when you get a little bit older and you want to step back and be more passive, you're on defense. So there's big differences between them. So today we'll discuss that. So first thing first, what is offense and what is defense? Being on offense is exactly like what it sounds in terms of sports. It's being active. It's being more stressed. It's being more
open to aggressive rejection.
And open to rejection for your business, for your life in general. Being on defense is almost exactly the opposite of that. Where you're sitting back passively. Let's say you made as much money as you wanted and you want to, you know, put it away and you want to stay in your own lane and you just kind of want to coast by.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what being on defense is. It's making sure that somebody doesn't come in and take your bread, your butter, right? So that's more of defense. You're just defending what you already spent so much time creating. It's usually offense first and then defense, but it depends on your circumstance. Some people stay on defense forever, you know, because of inheritance or whatever it is that they wanted to do. And some people are on offense forever because they just have that kind of grit and just want to be on offense.
All right, guys. So now we're going to discuss what are some of the pros and cons, the benefits and also disadvantages of being on offense and defense, right? And the reason why we thought we should bring this up is because a lot of people are not aware that like what position they're playing, right? And it's important to at least know, and then you can make a judgment call on what's right for you. So to highlight offense, if you're someone that's, you know, age is kind of irrelevant, but just for the sake of the argument, if you're someone that's younger, right, and you're looking to build something, you're looking to maybe build a company, start a new venture, go after a dream, be an artist, like anything that you need to shake up the world for, then you're going to be on offense, right? And what does that mean? If you're on offense, you're going to be producing things. You're going to be creating stuff. You're going to go out there and you're going to have to be open to rejection. You're going to have to be open to feedback. You're going to have to constantly push. It's like the way I look at it is like, imagine you're trying to push a boulder uphill, right? It's like you really need to be like on top of your game and pushing really hard to make something happen, right? That's active offense. Right? And that could be in any setting. That could be in a career setting where you're trying to climb up the ladder. That could be in a business setting where you're trying to get more market share. That could be an investment setting where you're trying to get more shares or get more property or something like that.
When you think about being on offense in terms of the sports terms, you think this is my way to get an advantage. This is your time to basically pass the other team, for example. You know? So when you think about it like that, when you go on defense, your goal is just to make sure the other team doesn't pass you.
Yeah.
So you're making sure that you're keeping what you have. That's the point of being, when you go on offense, is to go so hard, is because you're making sure you could get the one up.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of times in life, it's a little bit less concrete, right? Like in sports, it's so easy to know when it's offense and defense time because there's literally time blocks of like, all right, this is offense time for the team. This is defense time for the team. Right? But life doesn't work that way, right? Like it's a lot more ambiguous in life, right? Like you have to pretty much decide and you have to gauge where you're at and figure out what's the right thing for you, right? Now, a lot of times people don't know. Like, people are just unaware of the fact that this is a thing. And that's okay. That's why we decided to talk about it. This took us a long time to learn too. But the truth is that if we're really looking to build something, you have to create an atmosphere where you're on offense the majority of the time. Because defense is, although great for certain situations, defense is not going to give you that extra push and that extra, like, get you to the next level as fast as you want to go.
Especially for startups, the amount of offense needed is sometimes overlooked. It's almost all offense.
Yeah.
Because you don't go on defense, you know, 65 years.
Yeah.
So it's all about the offense. That you have to put your team together, the employees together, whatever you can, and make sure that their goal is to be on full offense.
100%.
Right? Even if you're not a business owner, you still have to realize where in the scale that you are. Because you could be slightly more offensive than you are defensive. You could be a lot more offensive, right? You could be a lot more defensive. So you have to see where you are in the scale, in the big picture, for you to know how to best gauge your next big move.
Exactly. So a lot of this is about self-awareness, right? And understanding where you are at the current moment. And that's what's going to kind of predict what you should be doing, right? Now, let me give you an example, a personal example. For me, I'm on super offense because I want to build a company. I want to acquire property. I want to invest in real estate. We want to create content. So we're on the super offensive. I'm not thinking about defense as much. Now, there's downsides to that, right? Defense is important too. Defense is what kind of helps you maintain. Now, you might incur a couple losses, right? You might fail at a couple things. You might stumble a little bit because you weren't thinking about defense and you were just running around trying to do as much offense, right? That could cause you to take some losses. Now, those losses are okay. Those losses are gonna, at the end of the day, help you fail forward. And what does that mean? When you fail forward, you fail and you learn from those failures and mistakes, and you take that data, you take that feedback, and you go produce more, and you succeed faster, right? So offense and defense are both part of the game. And you just have to understand which part you want to play the most.
And I'll give you a good example. When Elon Musk sold PayPal, he put literally all of the money into Tesla and SpaceX.
Yeah.
Like the companies that he was starting up, he put all of it. So do you think that was a play of offense or defense? Obviously, he was on full offense. None of his defensive side was used to make that decision. And the same concept goes is when you decide to put money in your savings account, or when you put it, you know, that's more of a defensive play in your head because you're going on defense with the money that you made. You're protecting what you did.
Yes.
And when you're on full offense, you just give all the capital. You take loans to make things happen for your business. And that's obviously not always a good thing, but it depends on the play, which is why you need to know where you stand on the scale.
Exactly. So, like, just to talk about that a little bit further, we're always told to save our money, right? Like, save money, save money, save money. And although saving money is a great habit, we should all do that. But the real idea is, what are you saving for? If you save the money just for it to sit in the bank account, that's a very bad use of money. But if you save the money to go ahead and invest that money, whether that's in real estate, whether that's in stocks, whether that's in a business, whatever it is, that's what you should be doing, right? That's offense, right? And let's say you're not playing offense. Let's say you want to play defense, right? At that point is when you save your money and you just hold it, right? So it's important to highlight the two because people don't tell us the other side, right? They'll always tell us, oh, save your money. But like, for what? The reason is because you want to invest that money, create more money, and then have your money work for you. That's really the important part. Okay, so now the question boils down to, how do you implement this, right? If you're someone that's listening and you have a job or you have a business, right? Or you have something that you're passionate about, then understand that there are things that you could be doing that you're not doing and you already know, right? You already know that you should be, maybe it's advertising. You already know that maybe you should be posting on social media. Maybe you already know that you should be going to an event or signing up for a course or something that you could be doing that you're not doing.
Once you realize where you stand on the scale, you could easily find the things that you need to be doing that fit that description. It's almost like getting a job or something like that, where you find the description of what you're supposed to be doing, right? When you find that description, you're able to fill in those things. It's like, if I'm on defense, am I doing this, 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 and that? It's like a checklist. If I'm on offense with a little dash of defense, am I doing this? Am I saving? Am I putting money in, you know, this, this, that? Go down the list. Am I investing aggressively? Whatever it is. That's the implementation of figuring out where on the scale you are.
So it's really important to be self-aware and understand where you are on the scale and what you should be doing. If you guys have any questions or you need any help, feel free to reach out to us. You can reach out to us at askawesomebros@gmail.com. And then also on Instagram, Awesome Bros Podcast. Hit us up. Other than that, have a phenomenal week. Stay awesome. We'll catch you next time.